holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're still talking about being an approved worker.
How you
working? Be Holy. All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day. Wonderful, 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 and wonderful, wonderful is today. I think you're wonderful people. I think you're a wonderful listener. How are you doing? How's your family doing? Are you feeling any better? If you're sick, send me an email or a text or something. Let me know what your ailment is or what your problem is, and I'll pray for you. It says, hey, when you're sick, call for the elders of the church. I can't anoint you with oil, but I know you can find some oil someplace. Somebody will anoint you somewhere that you can get a hold of, and we can pray for you. But listen, I want to make sure that you're doing the best you can. I want to make sure that you're feeling the best that you can be, and do my part in praying for you. I don't just want to just get on here and talk. I want to offer a prayer for you. If you're sick or you got a serious problem, I'll offer up prayers for you. The more people you have praying, the more of an answer you can get, I'm telling you. And I'm one of the people who know that I can get to God. I can actually talk to Him. I can actually talk to Him. Is He going to sit there and hold a conversation with me? He can if He wants to. But listen, I know that I can pray and He will respond to me. So you, as a believer, you have to make sure that if you don't feel like you're strong enough to pray for yourself or pray for others, you got to find people who can pray, who can get a hold of God, who can talk to God. I can't make Him do anything. That's not what I'm telling you. I can actually mention what your problem is to Him, and I know He will answer because that's what He does for me. I don't have a whole lot of money. I know that He will answer me, though. I don't have cars and mansions. I know He'll answer me, though. I don't know everything, but I do know that He will answer me. And so if you have me pray for you, it'll be a benefit to you. Just send me an email and let me know what your problem is, and I'll pray for you. You understand? All right. Now, this is the other thing. Head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share. Share it a like. Listen. It's called Be Holy Broadcast at Podbean.com. Be Holy Broadcast at Podbean.com. I can't get my lips together this morning. But hey, go ahead and go on over there. Look up Be Holy Broadcast at Podbean.com and download the links, man. Share the links as much as you can. Share them, and share them some more. Now, this is the question I have for you, though. Does your belief in God affect your behavior? Does your belief in God affect your behavior? That's a good question, man. You know, a lot of us, you know, say we believe in God, say we love God, say yes, oh, I know God, and, you know, God hears me and I pray, and, you know, we all say it, right? But the question is today, from me to you, not from God to you, but from me to you, does your belief in God affect your behavior? Does it tell you how to live? Does it tell you how to speak? Does it tell you how and where to walk and what to listen to? Does your belief in God do that for you? You know, because if you don't really believe God, you'll do whatever you want to do. But if you believe in God, you won't need somebody to tell you what not to do. God will show you what to do, and then you can decide for yourself whether you're going to do it or not. And 9 times out of 10, once you're believing in God, you're going to try to do what you're thinking God wants you to do. You know, you're not going to just say, oh, it's about me and my what I feel and what I want. It's all about me. You won't do that. You just won't. I'm sorry. You won't. You'll be trying to figure out, Lord, what's the best way? And Lord, what's your will? And Lord, I'm not trying to offend you. Show me the best way to do this. You know, it is what it is. So think about that question. Does your belief in God affect the way you think and the way you live? Does it really? Does your belief in God affect, you know, what you're watching on social media? Does your belief in God affect the songs you sing? Does your belief in God affect the songs you listen to? Does your belief in God affect your business, the where you work, your co-workers? You kind of get what I'm saying? Your belief in God is going to affect all of that. Oh man, you hear that thunder rolling. God must be agreeing with me. But listen, make sure that you're doing the right thing. And the key is, you don't even know what the right thing is, but you're gonna go to a God who knows all that is right. You understand? Go to God. He is the only one who knows all that is right, because he's the truth. He's the only truth. You know how people walk around, this is my truth, and this is my truth, and I have a truth, and no, there's only one truth, and that's God, Jesus Christ. He's the only truth there is. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so if there's any other truth, it can't be God, because he is the only truth. God is the only truth. And so, yeah. All right, now, let's go on over to, we had a, what was it, 2 Timothy chapter 2, talking about being a worker, a believer, basically, you know, but you're actually trying to convince others to be believers. You know, a lot of times that little faith that's in people, you know, God gave everybody a little wisdom at conception, not when you were in the womb or not when you were born. At conception, he gave you wisdom. When the egg met the sperm, he gave you wisdom. So that little wisdom grows. And so we, as believers and workers, we're trying to remind people of the wisdom that God has already given them. And hopefully it revitalizes and comes alive to where it can help people, you know, get rid of their sin, because you didn't have sin before, but now you have it because you're born into it. You're shaped in it, right? And so now you need God to wipe it away. Well, maybe you did have it before, because the sperm has blood in it also. So yeah, you had it in the beginning. And even then, he still gave you wisdom. And so all we're doing as workers is trying to convince people to go back to the wisdom. Go back to the wisdom. The wisdom is God. God is the one that we're trying to tell you to get back to. That's all John the Baptist did. He told people to get back to God. That's all Jesus told them, is get back to God. That's all I'm going to tell you, is get back to God. I'm not John the Baptist. I'm not Jesus. I'm not God or anything like that. I'm just saying, get back to God so that you can be who you are supposed to be. Get back to God so that you can be who you're supposed to be. God has already made you. And he didn't make anybody else like you, right? He made you to be who you're supposed to be. And if you decide not to be that person, that's up to you. But God made you to be that person. You decide you want to be something else, that's up to you. But God made you to be who you are. You hear what I'm saying? He made you to be, well, really not who you are. He made you to be a certain person. And sometimes over time, we change into something else. And when we change into that something else is when things get going. When they get to going, now we got to get back to God. When we should have never left him in the first place. We should have stayed with him. But some kind of way life happened, and we ended up getting away from him. Let downs, let ups, promotions, anything gets in the way. It can be negative or positive. It gets in the way and we leave God. But as preachers and workers and ministers and believers, we just try to convince people, hey, get back to God. Get back to God, because he is who you need. I know if I needed him, I know you need him. Listen, I was one of the worst of them. I was. And so, and my worst, me being the worst was I was deceiving people that I was not as bad as I was. You get what I'm saying? So it's one thing to be one thing. It's one thing to be a thief and everybody see you thieving. It's another thing to be somebody who's a thief and nobody knows you're doing that. It doesn't even look like you're doing that. We got to get back to God so we can stop looking like a thief. We can stop being a thief and not looking like one. So you can be a thief and look like one, or be a thief and not look like one. But we still got to get back to God so we can stop thieving. You can stop tricking people. You can stop saying one thing and doing another. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to convince people to come out of that earthly life and enter into that joyous life of being with God. Because God has already made a way for people to get rid of all their sins. So sin is not the problem. The problem is us. He's already made a way to get rid of the sin. He's already gotten rid of it. But it's us who keeps going back to it. And so we gotta work on us. That's what we have to do. We have to work on us. Let the church say amen. We have to work on us. And so it's hard for us as believers to work on us or work on other people when we still got us to deal with. All right. Verse number 16, it says this. 2 Timothy 2, verse 16. Avoid worthless, foolish talk that only leads to godless behavior. And then verse 17 comes in and says this. This kind of talk spreads like cancer. And then there were two gentlemen who actually was teaching something wrong. I forget how they say it. As in the case of Hymenaeus and Philetus. I don't know what their names are. I didn't write this. I don't know. Verse number 18. They both of them left the path of truth. They left the path of God, claiming that the resurrection of the dead has already occurred. In this, they have turned away some people from the faith. So you got to be careful in how you're talking. Like I was saying before, I can say things and wow people and say things that just kind of get a shock value, but it doesn't benefit the kingdom when I do that, or if I do that. So we got to ask God, God, what am I supposed to say to people? God, how am I supposed to act? How am I supposed to respond? Because the people need to see a good worker in me.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.